Well, welcome to the situation report for July 8th. I decided to do a sit rep instead of doing the path forward for a couple of reasons. Few minutes late, had my phone's ringing off the hook today. You know, everybody's freaking out about the Epstein stuff. So I'm going to talk about that first and then talk about what's up with path forward. So just published a new article, a couple articles just the last couple of days talking about who's going to rebuild society and how, what that's going to look like on the other end and how that's going to work, at least from a conceptual standpoint. And lo and behold, then the Epstein story showed up and everybody lost their minds. So let's talk about that. The messaging you're seeing is, and Axios released a memo that's supposedly a leaked memo. Look, here's the thing with Epstein. First of all, the operation was run by the intelligence agency, Mossad, CIA, MI6. They ran the operation. Mossad, you know, and go back to Wexner and some of the other key players on the Jewish side of the house, and you can blame the Zionist Jews, whatever you want to, whoever you want to blame. The point is that the operation was run by the intelligence agencies, Diddy, Epstein, and there's probably several others because there's other islands. This is not just an isolated, you know, Epstein ran one island. The Diddy operation, the same names that are in the Epstein list are in the Diddy list. The same players are in both places. The same players are compromised by the same thing. The point is, the operation was run by the intelligence agencies. We were told that by Acosta in Florida during the first Epstein trial. He said, and it's a matter of public record, that Epstein was an intelligence asset. Full stop. He wasn't running the show. He was an intelligence asset. Let me tell you what that means. That means that he was controlled by somebody else with big money. He was controlled by a nation state or nation states. And I will tell you that the pedophilia problem is pervasive throughout every institution in our society. This is not just Washington, D.C. It's pervasive in every facet of our society. And guys like Bill Gates, the Clintons, there's a number of frequent flyers to the island, to his properties. People lived with him in New York City. And then there's this strata. So let's talk about strata for a second. Within every major city, within every major country, there's strata, and this is strata of elite, right? You have the tippy top, the monarchs. You have supposedly the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and the old institutional money. And all of those layers are affected. They all interact with each other. So you're going to see Epstein with a lot of different players in New York. Just people that probably went to parties with him, went to his house for dinner. They may not be affected by this, but there's a host of people who are deeply compromised by it, right? And that's what everybody's clamoring about is the list. I don't care about the list. The three things that need to happen out of this, right? But when we'll get to, you know, what needs to happen versus why it needs to happen. But everybody's clamoring for the list. The list of the client list is not important. It's not important right now. What's important is that we outline who was running the operation, who was the financiers, who was running the operation, not Epstein, who were the deep dark behind the scenes that were running the operation. Who was his handler at the CIA? Who was his handler at MI6? Who was running the show? That's who you care about, right? The response you're seeing from the administration is an open message to the rest of the world that's compromised to say, we're going to protect this secret at all costs. And I'll tell you why they're doing that. They're doing that because it will burn down the whole system if they arrest one person. Because the first person they arrest is going to out everybody else. And it will be a snowball that turns into an avalanche that turns into a revolution within a matter of hours after the first arrest. And people thought it was going to happen with Diddy. Now, there were some revelations with Diddy. There were victims that came forward. There's victims that have come forward in the Epstein case. They've identified high-level people, Prince Andrew is just one of them, that were deeply involved with Epstein, deeply compromised by pedophilia, deeply. But the part that people are missing in all of this is they can't let this out because it will burn down the whole system, because it will expose more than just, you know, young girls and young boys being molested by adults. You're going to see rape, torture, dismemberment, and all kinds of vile, heinous things, genetic experiments, a whole bunch of things. And all of these things are linked together. It's not just, you know, Epstein ran the island and he had some child porn. Sorry, that's that narrative. They know that narrative is not going to stick. They're not messaging you. They're messaging everybody else to say, we're going to cover the state secret. And this is, I will tell you that this is the biggest scandal in human history, because this affects literally everyone. Everyone in power has been touched by this. And that this is a turning point, because this is the entire administrative, political, and elite state saying we're going to protect the secret at all costs. And it will be their downfall, because their arrogance will be their undoing for a number of reasons. Number one, they don't think the people are going to pursue this anymore. They're going to make noise, and then, like everything else, it'll fade into the shadows. It's not going to happen this time, and I'll tell you why. Because you have so many people that are wide awake to what Epstein was doing and who was involved in it. Look at Tom Hanks as a perfect example. The guy can't do any interviews. He can't do any social media posts without just getting flamed, because people know he was on the island, he was trafficking children, and all those accusations are sitting right in front of him. And how's he supposed to respond to it? Whether it's true or not doesn't matter at this point. It's in the public consciousness. And because it's in the public consciousness, and this is what I was talking about 3 years ago when I said the cultural narrative has shifted now, and it's going to shift faster and faster and faster to a point where they can't control the narrative. And we're at the place where they can't control the narrative. Trump was visibly upset in a press conference today in the White House because he was asked about the Epstein list. Visibly upset, because he's been told, he's been convinced by the people around him that the public will let this go, and they will not. When you have guys like Mike Pence and a number of other key figures that were supporters of the administration coming out saying these people have to be held to account, that noise level is going to grow and grow and grow out of control, to the point where anytime Trump does a rally, anytime Trump does a public event, you're going to have somebody screaming at him about the Epstein list. You're going to have somebody screaming at him about accountability. And let's just say they roll up one person associated with this, Alan Dershowitz. He was a lawyer. He's publicly said, no, I never did anything on the island, blah, blah, whatever, dude, whatever. You knew illicit activities were going on with underage girls. You knew it was going on. And attorney-client privilege is not going to protect you in this, because the public consciousness has realized that you were a player in this. And look, they put Maxwell in jail for trafficking young girls, for exploiting young girls. And the narrative they came out with today completely counters everything. She's in prison for trafficking young girls. That narrative is not going away. So the fact that they're openly saying the people don't matter and they're messaging everybody in the lead is, and I'm not going to talk about panic or 4D chess or any of that crap. This is strictly what you're watching, is you're watching the death of a control system that's been in place for over 500 years. And it's dying in front of them, and they don't know what to do to resuscitate it. If you go back to, there's a Daniel Estulin interview from almost 2 years ago where he said, they want to create a new system, but they have no vision for what the system should look like. And that's exactly where we are. He was spot on. And I've said before, they don't have a vision for how they want the country, the world, the economy. They have no vision for what they want it to look like. They just want the control grid in place, because they've convinced themselves if we put a social scoring and control grid in place like they do in China, we'll never lose power. And control freaks, if you know anybody who's a narcissistic control freak, what's the one thing they do when they feel like they're losing control? they try and exert way more control and they end up losing control, which is what we're watching graphically play out right in front of us. They've had complete dominance of the radio space, the TV space, the movie space, and the social media space for 8 decades. And now they have no control of it because, and I'm not going to say it's because of Twitter. This is one of the things I learned in the desert. No matter how many control measures we didn't put in place to try and limit the IED videos, the jihadist videos, the martyr videos, the beheading videos, they found a way. They found a way around all of our technology barriers. They found a way, all of our countermeasures. They found a way against everything that we thought we were putting in place that was, let's just say, a countermeasure we thought would work. Within a matter of hours, they went around it. And that's what we're seeing happening right now. It's the truth is finding its way to the surface. And I thought this was going to happen 2 years ago. I honestly thought that this disclosure around who was running the operation was going to happen 2 years ago by a victim. But the victims have already come out and said, look, I was raped repeatedly, sometimes 3 and 4 times a day in the properties, on the island, at events. That's not going away. They can't kill all the victims because there's thousands of victims, thousands. So you're starting to get a picture of the bigger scope and size of this. But what you're really seeing is you're seeing them trying to maintain control of the narrative, which they've already lost. And the other thing that we're not paying attention to is, and you look, you could go a number of different rabbit holes with this, but the one I'm going to go down is, I think a lot of this is noise. I don't think it's intended noise. I think it's unintended noise, but I think it's noise to give them cover for a lot of different things. It's no coincidence that this happens just before Netanyahu comes to town. Yet again, what's he been here like 3-4 times this year? That there's no coincidence that this happens just before he gets here. There's no coincidence that he's here talking about the 12-day war. And you notice how all their wars are the 13-day war, the 10-day war, the 12-day war. They're all similar. They're all staged events as far as I'm concerned. And I'm watching this theater. And this theater is, and while I'm on this topic, before I get any farther down this rabbit hole, you're seeing graphically why I say renter in the White House. Because it doesn't matter who's sitting in the chair. They're controlled by someone. They're somebody's bitch. And I've said this before. Whoever's in the chair is somebody's bitch. It's whose bitch are they? And the fact that we're seeing this play out right now in front of us, the fact that we're seeing this theater and this scope happen in front of us should tell you that not only is there no arrests, but, and that's what I zeroed in on, right? A lot of people missed the messaging that I was putting out about this, right? I'm trying to paraphrase on Twitter what the public opinion is right now. And you're seeing it across a bunch of different spectrums. And I'll say to you, Tiff, that no, he's not Bibi's bitch. Bibi is somebody else's bitch. There's deep, dark institutional money behind this. This is not nation state stuff. There's deep, dark, really, really big institutional money behind this operation. And whoever's been finding it, because remember, this has been going on for decades. This is not just some new thing. Ghislaine Maxwell's been around for what, 5 decades, 6 decades involved in this, which means this has been run and handed down to different handlers and different agency operatives for 5 decades. And it's been multiple people running this operation, not just one or two. So there's a bigger scope here. And that's what I'm saying. There's deep institutional money. There's some very, very big dollars behind this that's completely outside of the nation state and the economic system. And it's been perpetrated across the world. It's not, everybody thinks it's just here. It's not just here. Europe's infected by this. I mean, look at the UK. Keir Starmer was friends with Jimmy Savile. Well, I don't want to say friends because that's a loose term, but he was abused by Jimmy Savile by all intended purposes, and the optics of that bear that out. And now he's in a key position. The part that people are missing about all of this is this is, you can't think of this in linear terms of this happened and these things happened. This has been a systematic grooming and growing of people to put into key positions that have been completely compromised since they were kids. Repeatedly and, you know, sustained abuse for years and years and years to affect their psyche, to have no moral compass. The whole system's full of people like that. The CIA lends itself to hire, to operate, and to reward people that are psychopaths and sociopaths. So you have crazy people running the crazy farm. That's why this is such a top, that's why it's plutonium. That's why they don't want this out. Because when you start peeling back the layers of the onion, you start looking at how pervasive this is. You look at how many people are involved in this. It will burn down the entire government of every Western nation on the planet overnight. So there's this mindset of we're just going to release the list. They can't, because when you get the list, then you're going to start digging into who was there, how many times they were there, who were they affiliated with. You start doing the mapping, the bipartite maps about how many people they touched. You're going to see a lot of overlap. All the people that are on the Epstein list are on the Diddy list. All the people that are on the Diddy list are on the Epstein list, and probably other lists around the world. Remember, these people are jet set. They go everywhere around the world. It's going to affect so many different layers, but that's the surface. Right? When you start getting down below the surface, you start looking at, why would a guy like Bill Gates be friends with Epstein? Why would a guy like Bill Gates have deep ties to the university system and the research and the biotech industry when he's affiliated with that? What could he possibly gain from that? Genetic experiments. These people are obsessed with transhumanism. So all these things are laced together, along with all of the malfeasance that took place by Brennan, Clapper, Hayden, and the rest that committed blatant treason. All of it's, they can't release one thing without it leading to everything else. Because all these relationships are incestuous based on this pattern of abuse that happened years and years ago to most of these people. And if people really understood how many different connections through endowments, through different NGOs, through the university system, through grants, Epstein was not just involved in, and what kills me is that people think Epstein was the guy doing all of it. No, Epstein had multiple lines of operation going all at the same time that was funded by institutional money to allow him the cover, the carte blanche to go do this without any kind of accountability whatsoever. I mean, this has been closely protected for decades. And the reason why this is such a revelation today is because people that were not even paying attention to this are like, wait a minute. They just told us they were going to release the list. They told us they were going to go after people in the FBI. They told us they were going to investigate all these people. And now they're saying there's no list. I mean, they just nailed the coffin shut, and they put this into a place, and I'm just going to say this out loud so everybody hears me say it. There's intended consequences and there's unintended consequences for every action you take. And the unintended consequences of what they did today was, number one, they sealed a revolution in the West. And it will start in Europe and it will spread like wildfire to every other country before they know what's going on. It will spread here. And I'm not saying civil war, I'm saying revolution. Because even the most ardent liberals are going to figure out at some point that they were lied to about everything. And that the climate lie, the censorship lie, and all the lies they've been fed in social media were all just distraction to get them set up to be the opposing force in a civil war. And they're going to realize all in one moment that not only were they lied to, but they were maneuvered and they were played. And that will create a backlash. You'll see people unite you probably never thought would unite before. And part of the reason why I switched to the path forward, and I've been putting my emphasis and my energy in the path forward versus doing this, is for one simple reason. At some point, the system is going to collapse on itself. you're watching a house of cards teetering right now and getting ready to fall. They cannot keep this together. I mean, look at, and I'll go as far as say that I think from a narrative perspective, from an information warfare perspective, I think the narrative to throw Israel under the bus and all of the activities that we've seen with Israel, I think all of that is carefully scripted to burn down the colony. And call it what you will, but 99% of what we're seeing in social media especially is nonsense. It's just noise. It's theater, it's noise, and it's why I say stay out of the emotional space. I've spent a lot of time literally moving my whole message to being prepared, because there's nothing but angst and frustration and emotional energy being wasted on this. First of all, you can't do anything about it. Second of all, it's not the fight. The fight will happen after there's a major disclosure, which I think is coming. I've seen it coming for 2-3 years now. I thought it was good, like I said, I thought it was going to happen 2 years ago. And the revelations around Joe Biden and Joe Biden's daughter's diary. If you're not read in on what that is and why that's important, the Biden diary shows a pattern of abuse that is perpetuated within families that are affiliated with this by people that have been abused. I mean, everything out of that is classic abuse patterns that are associated with this. And you can go into, some of the MK Ultra stuff, and all of it's linked together. And the only way that we're going to see anything come out of this is if the system completely collapses and they lose control and they can't control the flow of information out. I don't believe for 1 second that they don't have a list. I don't believe for 1 second that they don't have evidence. I don't believe for 1 second that they don't have, thousands of hard drives, VHS tapes, DVDs, CDs, all this. Because remember, technology was advancing while all this was going on. So they were using different mediums to record and to compromise all these people. So there's a variety of formats that all of this is in. They didn't destroy it all, because one person takes it over, they continue to leverage people, it changes hands, they continue to leverage people. I mean, you're sitting on a deposit of plutonium that you basically can run the world with. And don't think that that's lost on these people. I think the problem is that most of the people that are in the upper strata are also compromised by this. And I can tell you that they're absolutely addicted to children, absolutely addicted to them. It's a religion for them. So I don't hold out any hope that Trump's going to drain the swamp. He's going to arrest anybody. I mean, today they said they're investigating Brennan and I can't remember who the other one was, for Brennan and Comey for treason. Okay. They should have been arrested on day one. There was a mountain of evidence on just Brennan alone on day one. And we're 170 days and no arrests. For what, 3 weeks, they said that Pam Bondi's getting ready to roll up Mayorkas. Still hasn't been arrested. See my point? They throw the carrots out like it's going to happen. Everybody responds to it. They spend days on Twitter. They spend days on social media talking about it, but nothing ever happens. It's the same game. It's all distraction, delay, 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 delay. But this time, the delay is going to turn into a revolution. And it's going to happen with or without their consent. Because, again, somebody's going to go off the reservation. But while all that's going on, you have leftist groups now that are planning, staging, and attacking law enforcement that are trying to roll up people that have been brought in illegally. And that's only going to continue and get more sophisticated as well. So you're seeing multiple lines of operation happening right in front of you that at some point will degrade into a situation that they can't contain. So you're hearing me say for the first time, I unequivocally think that we are headed towards a revolution, regardless of what they want, regardless of what they think they can control. And I think when the real truth comes out about what's really been going on in the background, way beyond the Epstein Island, way beyond the Diddy parties, way beyond the properties, I think people are going to be absolutely shocked. And it should tell you something that on the Wiener laptop, there was seven police officers, I think four of which committed suicide. Two were, you know, mysterious deaths. There's a reason why that happened. And it's because the stuff they saw just on his laptop, which was just scratching the surface, was so it was so traumatic for them to watch that they couldn't handle it. They couldn't live in reality after seeing that. That's how bad this really is. That's how toxic this really is. And no matter what you think of Trump, no matter what you think of Bondi, they are completely controlled by the deep dark in the background. And you can say it's the CIA, you can say it's Mossad, you can say it's the Zionists, you can say it's the Jews, whoever you want to say it is. There's a deep dark behind them. And that's who we have to expose. That's who has to be brought to light. That's who has to be arrested. And then the rest of this will fall apart. But the problem is they've been too well insulated. And let's just face it. You know, if I equate this to the disaster cycle that Ben Davidson's been talking about, I think that the disaster cycle is a way for a higher power to just reset the clock. Like, society is so corrupt, reset. Master reset button. And we go through another cycle of 12,000 years of rebuilding society to see how human beings are going to, you know, ultimately evolve to before they get to a point of corruption where we are now, where you hit the master reset button. I mean, we're at the point where you can't operate in the old system anymore. It's so broken. It's so laced with fraud and corruption. It's literally so morally bankrupt that the only thing you can do at this point is hit the master reset button and start over. That's how bad this is. And that's why they will protect it at all costs, because they know that if one video of a kid being dismembered or tortured, game over for all these people. It won't be safe for them to walk on the streets. Get away from the guys who like to diddle little girls and little boys. No, these are people that like to dismember and mutilate kids. When you figure out who those people are and you realize that they're common household names of people that you grew up with that you thought were stand-up people, your viewpoint of the world is going to change, and you'll be just as bitter as I am. And you will see just you know, the same view I have, that I don't care who they are in front of the camera. What's what behind the camera when they're not in front of it? What are they doing behind the camera? What are they doing outside of their public life that really gives me pause? Because some of these people are downright evil. And I mean evil to a point where most of us can't comprehend just how evil these people are. And when you start thinking about the technology that they control and the years that they've had to develop that technology, you can see how it gets even worse if some of this stuff is set loose on the world in general, especially AI. That's why I've been ringing the bell and yelling as much as I can about ethics related to AI and guardrails. Because the same people that were perpetrating all these crimes against children are now crafting and building AI that is biased towards their view of the world. And that only ends one way. That doesn't end in a good thing for humanity. That ends in a very, very dark future for humanity if this is set loose on humanity without any guardrails. That's where we're at. And that's what you're watching. And look, I could talk until the end of time about, you know, how Trump's playing the system. I don't buy any of that. What I saw today was a guy that was visibly upset because people weren't buying in and hanging on every word. I mean, for 4 years after 2020, everybody was hanging on every word that guy said, dominated the news cycle, dominated the social media space for 4 years. Everything had happened to him. And now he's completely lost control. And, you know, I've taken a lot of heat for saying that the base is starting to fracture. The base is starting to fracture because everybody got slapped in the face today. all those ardent Trump supporters that said, yeah, he's a good guy, they got slapped in the face. And I'm not even talking about the revelations from Elon about Trump's on the list, Bannon's on the list. I don't care about that. What I care about is for months and months and months, he told his base he was going to release the list. They were going to disclose all this information. They were going to arrest all the people in the FBI that perpetrated January 6th. They were going to go to Fort Knox and inventory the gold, all these pie in the sky things, which none of those things have happened. In fact, one of the key players of January 6th in the FBI was promoted. That should tell you that nothing's going to change. And a lot of people realize that today. It was their wake-up moment. It was their flashbulb moment that, yep, it's not going to happen. We just got lied to. And they did. They've been lied to. So no matter which way this goes now, it only ends one way. It ends in collapse, revolution. How long that takes, I don't know. But that's what I see coming. And regardless of what your feelings are about it, that's why I've completely changed my format. Now I'm focused on what do we want to see on the other side of this? Because look, even if we start today and we start reforming the education system, we start limiting how much kids can have access to social media and the internet, and we go full draconian to revamp and to rebuild our culture. It's going to take three generations, even if we start today, 30 to 40 years to get back to a society that is focused on something other than self-gratification. And that's a tall order, because in between all that, you have the COVID vaccine injuries, mRNA vaccine injuries. You have all the other bioengineered crap that they're spraying on us that they've released into the food chain. We got to fix the food chain. We've got to get rid of, and I mean get rid of, all of the pedophiles. That's a tall order. There's a lot of work there. And all of those things are going to happen concurrently, whether we like it or not. We're going to have to deal with all these things all at one time as we're trying to rebuild our society. And let's face it, not everybody's going to make it in a new society. I can tell you that on the other side of this, people are going to be hard as nails, and they're not going to put up with any of this shit. And it's going to be a society that is completely foreign to what we know now. And it's because people will go through the school of hard knocks, the school of, let's just say, struggle, because it's going to be a struggle just to survive once all this stuff collapses. And people aren't going to make it through it. A lot of people, and look, most people don't know how to do anything. I can tell you that 90% of the population doesn't even know basic first aid. Probably 80% of the population, I'm going to say 95% of the population, doesn't know how to source or to clean water to drink. You have a bulk of the population, they don't even know how to operate in the field. They can't even, in field sanitation, they don't have the first clue. You have people that can hunt and fish and all those things, but I'm talking about sustained life without any of the amenities you have now. No Starbucks. And look, once the first bullet goes downrange, and I've said this probably 1,000 times by now, once the first bullet goes downrange, all this shit stops. Fresh water stops, power stops, comms stop, Starbucks is gone, grocery store is gone. You have to source food in a whole different way. Most people don't even know how to hunt. Most people don't even know how to fish. And imagine 330 million people trying to live off the land all at the same time. 330 million people trying to source fresh water. That's a tall order. That's why I say people are going to go through the school of struggle, and they're going to go through the school of living without. And it's going to be a wake-up call. That's why I say people on the other side of this are going to be hard as nails. And look, there's people ahead of the curve. They can grow food. They can tend livestock. They can hunt. They can fish. They know basic first aid. They know some things about medicine. They know how to create shelter, etc. They know how to build things. That's who's going to carry us through this, the builders. And that that transformation is going to happen all at the same time. And it'll be people that you didn't even think were leaders that'll come out of the woodwork and be informal leaders. You know them right now. They're people who go to work every day. They work hard. They provide for their family. And they do it quietly. They don't make a big show of it. They're not wrapped up in stuff. They're not wrapped up in possessions, power, notoriety, none of that. They just live in a, you know, they just want to live a quiet life. And there's a lot of them. And you probably know two or three of them. And you take them for granted because they know how to do a lot of different things. You're like, wow, that's really cool. I should learn that. But then you go back to your daily life of, you know, going to the trough at the grocery store and then, you know, turn on your faucet, taking your shower, going to work, and then going to the club or whatever, the bar or whatever it is you do. You never take the time to learn it. That's why we say, the whole team's been saying for over 3 years now, use your stuff. Know which stuff you have. Use your stuff. And be proficient at your stuff. Because you're not going to get another chance to use it when all this kicks off. And you're not going to figure it out in the middle of a crisis. I mean, look at those people in the, oh, by the way, I've got two four-legged landscapers next to me. One of them ate a $150 set of Bluetooth Raycon earpieces today and went in the pool. So it's been quite the day. But the point is, most people don't know how to do anything for basic survival. And we're probably going to see that in our lifetimes. I don't know how soon that is. And who knows? I've heard a lot of interesting theories today about why all this is happening. One of which is that, you know, they're signaling before Netanyahu gets here that they're going to be, the elite are going to be protected, the system's going to be protected. I've heard a theory that this is all noise because they know that a disaster cycle is about to occur. All those things could be true at once. And I really don't know what's on the horizon. I know that everybody I know, everybody I've talked to, everybody that's reached out to me, and by the way, I've gotten overwhelmed with emails and direct messages and, you know, all kinds of emails, because everybody feels something coming. They don't know what it is, but they feel something's coming and they want to get ready for it. So something is on the horizon. Everybody can feel it. So the what is really the question. That's the $64,000 question. It's the what. And here's my advice. If you hear me say anything today, hear this. The list doesn't matter. It's not going to matter today. It's not going to matter tomorrow. What matters is who's identifying the deep dark behind all of this. That's the most important thing. The other thing is stay out of the emotional space. Don't get emotionally wrapped up in this because, you know, I've been trying to echo what other people are saying. And, you know, a large portion of the population said the same thing today. We didn't send you to office to protect Israel. We sent you to office for accountability, to roll up the traitors, to hold people to account for all of the treason that was committed from 2016 all the way through 2025. We want people perp-walked. We want them in Gitmo. We want to see either military tribunals or trials. I mean, I've heard that over and over. And I hope they're listening, because my message to the establishment is get the memo. More of us are awake right now than any other time in our history, and it's only going to take one event for this to turn into an avalanche against you. And there won't be any reconciliation. There won't be any plea bargaining. There won't be any deals. When this kicks off, there's going to be no quarter for those who abused, raped, tortured, and killed children. You are going to be held to account. And you can choose the self way out, or you can choose the public way out. But that's going to be your choice when this kicks off. And it is going to kick off, regardless of what you do, regardless of how you think you're going to control it, regardless of what technology you have. This is going to come full circle. And when it does, you will be held to account. The American people are awake. The rest of the world's awake. They're just waiting for the catalyst for this to start. And it will start probably within the next year. And this will not be a civil war that you carefully curate, you carefully manipulate people into. This is going to be a revolution that eradicates the elite class that has run this planet for 500 years. Your days are numbered. Your 15 minutes at the mic are up. So if I were you, go hide in that deep hole. Go hide as long as you think you can hide, because you're either going to get dug out or you're going to get buried in it. But either way, you're going to be held to account for the crimes you've committed against humanity. And that is a fact you can take to the bank. That's what's coming. I don't know how it's going to start. I don't know who's going to start it, and I don't care. But I can tell you that while I'm here, I'll see to it that it's finished. Until then, use your stuff. Stay vigilant. Stay situationally aware. And most importantly, stay out of the emotional space. Don't get wrapped up in the narrative of the day, the narrative of the week. And definitely don't get wrapped up in the emotional aspects of this where they want you hijacked. They want you to respond emotionally. Step away from it. Turn the stuff off. Walk away from it. Go make a human connection. Talk to people around you. Expand your line of sight, your sphere of influence, and focus on the things that matter. And that's the people around you you care about. Everything else is white noise. It's going to happen whether you like it or not. It's going to happen around, and you can't control any of it. So don't worry about it. Just go live your life and be as prepared as you can be. And when the situation arises, you'll react accordingly. Until then, I'll probably be back this week with another sit rep because things are happening fast now. But until then, keep your head on a swivel. God bless. One team, one fight.